This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is Thursday here in the state of Minnesota, and I bet it's Thursday where you're at as well.
Oh, that is so profound.
I mean, do you think that might be the case?
Oh, well, what if you're in China?
Well, there is other places in the world where they're a day behind and a day ahead.
Okay, so in America, it's Thursday. So important.
We should do a little homework on that, huh? Because I know, like, in Hawaii right now, there's an eight-hour difference. Or is it five hours?
It's 5 hours.
It's 5 hours.
Yep.
Is that bizarre? Anyways, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. And go to Facebook if you'd like as well, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio as well. Remember, Bradley Dean is double E. Phone lines will be accessible today. We actually have a friend coming up with us, Eric Rush, from Full Contact. He'll be with us for, well, two segments here coming up on the 2:15 mark. So in just a couple minutes, we'll pull him up. Aside of that, phone lines will be accessible. That number is 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works, our love by our deeds, 1 John 3:18. That was derived from none other than Christ. And we also know that it was deeds, not words, that George Washington actually derived it from the Christ, but that was his slogan as well. And a great slogan it is, because we're so sick and tired of hearing about love and what needs to be done, but very little of it exemplified in any sense or exhibited in any sense. So let's make sure that we're actually bringing forth actions with our words, because, folks, I'll tell you what, the Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 3, it says that by this our hearts are assured before him, because we do and not talk. And we also know in the book of James, it also tells us that faith without works is dead. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing.
Hallelujah, brother.
They'd be saying, bring it down, brother Dean. Bring
right.
it down. So, folks, anyways, in saying all that to say this, you also have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and none other than Stephanie Joy. And, Stephanie, can you tell us why this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ, the heart of God, and always make sure that we're led by the Spirit. As Scripture says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Now, you may have heard this, I don't know if you want to call it an analogy, saying, kind of, before, but I want to read you something that I think you'll find very interesting if you've not yet heard it. It says, first they came for the socialists, and I did not speak
Niemöller.
Out. Niemöller.
Yes.
First they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. Now, you have to understand that when we see something going on in our world that's wrong, we give our consent to it by not speaking out against it or doing something about the problem. Now, it was Edmund Burke who said, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." You place in there any blank you want. When you're talking about any kind of injustice that you see, any type of immorality, any type of tyranny, you only encourage immorality and lawlessness and all these different kinds of acts when you don't speak out against them and when you don't do something against the problem. It was Abraham Lincoln, this is also accredited to Ella Wheeler Wilcox as well, who said, "To sin by silence when they should protest makes cowards of men." So often we see that in America today we have so many men and women who are simply cowards. They will not stand up. They will not speak out because they don't want to be labeled a hater, a bigot, all those different things. But we need to understand that it is our job to speak out against injustice. In fact, it was Martin Luther King Jr., and who would know better than him, who said, "Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter."
Well, no, wait a second, though, because a lot of people out there could be saying, "Well, look, Obama just got spanked. Now the Republicans are back in power." Yeah, but folks, we've seen this back in 2010, and what was the outcome? Well, then we began to see the fruitlessness. Through the words of those that won the day, and we've seen what they're really about. The fruit that's on their tree, and it's pretty barren, isn't it, friends? So when we talk about the left and the right, and going back to what Stephanie's saying, well, look what just happened, man. I mean, the Republicans, they just won the House back, and they're doing this. I know, but what did they do when they had it the first time? And folks, if you want to really take it to the core of the truth of the issue, which I'm going to do, is the fact that if you go ahead and pull the curtain back on the Republicans as much as the Democrats, you'll find that the Republicans are much worse concerning their crimes in many cases. And why is that? Because they're just hoping that you believe what they say without actually judging them by their fruits. The Democrats do what the Democrats do because the people let them do what they do. That's the bottom line. The Republicans, everybody puts them up and thinks, well, they're the good guys, so there can be no wrong with them. Well, the fact of the matter is, folks, there's nothing that could be further from the truth. Go ahead and pull the curtain down on these folks as well. This is why Benjamin Rush said, "I'm neither a Democrat or an aristocrat." He said, "I'm a Christocrat." And that's exactly what we need to come back to. As long as we're a Christocrat and every one of us in this country, I'll tell you what, that's the way that we're going to win the day. Because, again, go back to 2010 concerning the victories that the Republicans just had now and go ahead and judge the fruit and where did they bring us. We still have Obamacare. We still have a whole bunch of unlawful issues that need to be brought to justice concerning this administration. And might I add, this criminal administration concerning Fast and Furious, concerning Benghazi, concerning the IRS scandal, so on and so forth. Folks, it's all still there. How come it hasn't been dealt with? Well, everybody's putting their trust in Trey Gowdy. Everybody's putting their trust in Daryl Issa. Folks, where's the fruit? You know what? They kicked the can down the road so far that, you know, sooner or later that administration is going to be completely gone. Then how do you deal with it? Right? Well, they just hope that you forget about it. And for the most part, what Stephanie's talking about right now is the American people allow this. And I want to say this as well. No matter how bad this administration has been beaten, you need to understand you're dealing with a lawless administration, a criminal administration. They're not ruled by law. As a matter of fact, right after he got spanked and everybody could hear him cry for a minute, it was Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration that stood up and said, you know what, through executive order, unconstitutional law, friends, therefore unlawful, null and void, it does not exist. We're just going to go ahead and bring the illegals in regardless by Christmas time. Do you see how this works? And it only goes on and on and on because the American people allow him to do it. Thomas Jefferson said this, the third president of the United States. He said, "The system of justice will either protect citizens from tyranny or be one means by which tyranny is exercised over them." He said, "A just society rests upon an equal application of the law to each and every citizen, including those that represent we the people. It protects the right of individuals regardless of the inconveniences caused thereby. It is an estimable importance to be happy and secure of the people that justice by administrated strictly according to the established forms of law." SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Into the Sons of Liberty. Friends, the quote that I was reading from the third president of the United States was Thomas Jefferson. He said that the system of justice will either protect citizens from tyranny or be one means by which tyranny is exercised over them. In other words, if you're not going to be ruled by God, you're going to be ruled by tyrants, no in between. He goes on. A just society rests upon an equal application of the law to each and every citizen. It protects the rights that God gave you, read the Declaration of Independence, of individuals regardless of the inconveniences caused thereby. It is of inestimable importance to the happiness and security of the people that justice be administered strictly according to the established forms of law. And by the way, when you read the Constitution of the United States, friends, we're not talking about treason. Like, you got it only when it gets to the point of treason, then you deal with the criminal administration. No, folks, you can deal with them on misdemeanors, even the slightest infraction of law. And that's if the American people had that reversed, I'll tell you what, we wouldn't have our backs up against the wall. The ship wouldn't be going down right now, friends. So anyways, to say that, friends, as a matter of fact, I just got a brand new article out, Stephanie, concerning what you're talking about. Two more years of permissive destruction.
Yep.
And guess what this establishment's going to do? I'm sorry. Guess what this administration is going to do? They're going to do whatever you let them get away with, and that is the bottom line. Folks, we got Eric Rush, who is a New York-born. I'm going to give you his bio really quick. This is interesting stuff. Eric's the kind of guy, if you look at him physically, it looks like he would knock the chocolate out of you. But interestingly enough, Eric Rush is a New York-born columnist, author and speaker who writes socio-political commentary. He's the host of Full Contact. I like that, Eric. Streaming radio show, which is awesome. I just found that out now. He's also the founder and chief editor of the Instigator News Networks.
I like that.
Sounds like you may have a prophetic mantle over there, huh, brother?
Yes.
So, let me go on here. Eric was the first to break the story of Barack Hussein Obama's ties to militant Chicago preacher Reverend Jeremiah Wright. On a national level, his book, Negrophilia, From Slave Block to Pedestal, America's Racial Obsession has been called the definitive book on race, politics, and America. Friend, folks, we have Eric Rush, and I got to be honest with you, Eric, I'm honored to have you. I took about 3 weeks ago. I'd read some of your stuff. I read some of your stuff in the past, but I read one of your articles just a couple weeks ago, and I was so impressed, and I called up the editor from Sons of Liberty Media, Tim Brown, and I said, Tim, I said, this guy is a great columnist. So I'm honored to have you. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thanks for having me on, and the honor is all mine.
And what do you think of that, Stephanie?
I think awesome.
All right. You just wrote a commentary about Obama and ISIS. And that was the commentary that I wrote. It's actually on Sons of Liberty Media right now. And I just want you to kind of expound, if you would. Give us a discourse from your inside perspective as to what's going on with this administration, and namely this. Why was Obama so dismissive of ISIS and calling them the JV team? I'm just kind of curious.
Well, I think that he was pretty much setting us up. He knew, you know, he put ISIS on the track that it's on. As we get into the column, or if you read the column, you sort of get a bead on where I'm at in terms of how ISIS came about and all of that. But I believe that he was setting us up sort of not to worry about them. Not to worry about ISIS, so we wouldn't be putting any pressure on the administration, neither would Congress, with regard to ISIS. And then when they did start doing some of the things that they did that we perceive as being threatening to us, calling for lone wolf jihad attacks and beheading journalists and things of this nature, that they would be able to employ that which we already, we've seen so many times and we now know so well. Oh my gosh, we underestimated these guys. We just found out on television that they're much more of a threat than we thought they were.
You know, interestingly enough, and just kind of a little branch off the tree as to what we're talking about concerning, this topic in the column that you had written, when we're talking of ISIS, I mean, when you study dictators, Eric, you'll see that dictators always use terrorism as a tool to bring forth their political end that they had that they themselves designed. And we also know that the Bushes, namely George Bush Sr., actually called for a new world order. I believe it was over 202 times back in the 90s from the presidential pulpit. And he said, out of chaos, we can create a new world order. And it's interesting, we have ISIS, we have all these terrorist groups globally, and it's interesting that when they attack, when they do what they do, it always seems to work out for governments to bring forth a new world order at every turn. What is your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, it's very interesting, or you might even say creepy, that you bring that up, because I have a colleague who is always talking to me about the Hitlerian sort of angle to what Obama does, and the fact that there is a parallel between ISIS and between what Adolf Hitler did. I know that liberals go crazy when you mention Hitler and this administration in the same paragraph, but if you look at the exception that ISIS is not, at least at this point, acting within the boundaries of the United States, they're doing very much the kind of thing on a slightly different scale, the same kind of thing that Hitler did. He engendered terror. Yep. He and his brown shirts and his thugs used terror in order to come to power and to foment the kind of chaos and fear that made him look appealing to the German people when he said, well, I'll bring order. Tyrants have always done this, and the thing, of course, that's frustrating to me is that you have people in power in our government and people in the press who don't seem to have the capacity to make the intellectual leap that that's exactly what this guy is doing. and meaning Obama. Either that, or they're down with the program, which is more of an intimidating scenario.
Well, on that same vein, is it not interesting to you, my friend, that since, you know, September 11th, how many years back now, we've been told that we're under a jihadist threat, Islamic extremists, two towers drop, and then we're told who the enemy is for how many years, and then all of a sudden when this administration gets into power, illegally, I believe at every turn and every step of the way, it's interesting that for, you know, now the people to accept the fact that he entertains our enemies within the White House, he goes to foreign countries, he's their friends. As a matter of fact, if you look at Obama's allies, they seem to be America's enemies again at every turn. And but going back to September 11th, the use of terror, you can even go back, my friend, to Stalin, Joseph Stalin, Red Terror. Condoleezza Rice under George Bush's administration said the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. And we know that in their confusion, they blurred out the truth at every turn again, Eric, because it was the pedophile himself, none other than let me say it this way. It was the pedophile himself who said that, you know, those that resist the New World Order are terrorists themselves. And I'll get his name here in just a second. I can see his face. Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger said that. So in saying that, I think they're telling on themselves at every step of the way concerning ISIS terrorism, because it's interesting that after the attacks during September 11th, it was our government asking us to give up our rights. And now we have a new administration asking us to give up our guns through every criminal crick or cranny that he can find in the wall to get in there to try to make criminals out of law-abiding gun owners. I just think it's all over the place. I know it because I've studied dictators. They all use the same tool, Eric, to bring forth the same ends, and it's always used through tyranny. And if you go back to James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, he was the guy that said if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And what do we have today?
Well, yeah, I mean, it isn't any secret that, you know, for example, the senior George Bush and a whole lot of people, you know, it transcends party in terms of these power players are global elitist, socialist, you know, New World Order types. I mean, I remember freaking out about the trilateralists back in the late 70s when I started reading about them. And it does lend a great deal of credence to the fact that you have, whether it's the Clinton administration, the George W. Bush administration, the Obama administration, using this to their advantage. And in the case of the Obama administration, in my opinion, pretty much orchestrating it chessboard fashion.
We're going to take a quick break, folks. We got Eric Rush from Full Content.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got with us our friend Eric Rush with Full Contact. Eric, you want to go ahead and give out your information as to how people can get a hold of you?
Sure. The quickest way, I guess, is to go to ericrush.com, ericrush.com. From there, you can find my writing and the columns, books, links to Instigator News and Full Contact with Eric Rush Live. That's the streaming show. That would be ericrush.com. Eric, yeah. With a K.
Amen. Okay. I like the Instigator News. It actually reminds me of an abolitionist who said, if you want change, agitate. He said agitate. That was exactly what he said. Folks, we're talking about the head of the ISIS snake, Obama, by Eric Rush. Eric, it's been said that the administration could have been more to save or have done more to save the American journalists who were beheaded. So, factually, where are you at on that? What say you?
Well, you know, I'm sure that these are things that you have probably heard about, as have some, or if not most of your listeners, but that, you know, the families of the two American journalists who were beheaded, one of whom, his employer, spent at least $1 million of his own money trying to get this guy back. The families of these people were dissuaded and even threatened by members of the State Department, accused of, you know, said, you don't go and meddle in this ostensibly because you could hamper our efforts. Of course, we now know that there were no efforts being made in order to in order to secure these guys' release. I believe that, you know, this administration is diabolical. Utterly diabolical. And I believe that that goes, you know, to the level of spiritual evil, but we could do a whole show on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they wanted these guys to get killed. That was one of the, you know, one of the, I guess, benchmarks of whatever game they're playing as it's playing out. So they did not want these families to go and, you know, hire a cadre of mercenaries to go and get these guys out, a la what, you know, other, you know, entrepreneurial and corporate types have done in the past. Because they wanted this to play out the way they wanted to play out. In short, they wanted these guys to die.
Okay, now that sounds really extreme. Although I agree with everything that you're saying thus far, explain that. Why would they want them to die? Who does that work for?
Well, here's the thing. You know, we get double messages from this administration. For example, whether it's ISIS or Ebola, on the one hand, they want to talk about, you know, are having nothing to fear, like they've got it all under control, which is ironic because they do have a measure of control, aside from the fact that it could get out of their hands. But they wouldn't want us to know just how much control they have over the circumstances. You know, ISIS is essentially a Barack Obama creation, along with him and his closeted Muslim CIA chief. You know, the Arab Spring would never have taken place if it were not for Barack Obama. And, you know, like I said before, what enrages me is that there are people in government who know this. If they don't know it, they're too damn stupid to be in government in the first place.
Yeah, well, and that's exactly what we see today. So do you think the timing of the beheadings and other ISIS atrocities are significant in any way?
Well, you know, as creepy and evil as I think this administration and the president are, I hate to think of, you know, old Barry picking up the phone and going, yes, cut their heads off tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it would not at all surprise me if that's the way it was working.
Well, that's exactly what we're seeing. So I think the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. And I think that's exactly what Christ meant when he said that you are to judge a man by his fruit. And that's the fruit of this administration at every turn.
Now, Eric, I have a question for you, too. Now, how do you explain this to someone who has never quite heard this
before?
Yeah, because usually the first response to people is, nah, I don't believe you. Then the second response is, I don't want to believe you. I'm just going to shun this off and pretend it's not going. And then all of a sudden you realize that things like this are true. So how do you respond?
Can I interject a thought before you finish your question for Eric? It's interesting that an SS officer, Mr. Joseph Mengele, who is a criminal, a war criminal, he used to say that the more that we do to you, speaking to the German people that they were actually terrorizing, he said the less that you believe it's us doing it to you.
Right, exactly. And the thing is for someone who's really had the flashlight put in their eyes as they're dead asleep right now, how do you explain to them that this is really going on in a childlike way where they can say, listen, how can you make this make sense to them and piece it together in their mind so they're clear as to what you're saying?
You know, the only way to really do it with someone who is more or less uninitiated, for want of a better phrase, you know, all of this evil, is to have them, you know, put them on the track of starting to read some of the stuff that's germane to this, and so they could sort of figure it out on their own in a piecemeal sort of way, because this administration has been very successful doing exactly this, working outside of the realm of believability
of
people's ability to even conceptualize that they could be this evil. Our cool, hip, precious first black president, a lifelong communist with a hatred of America that would just burn the paint off of your car? No way, man. There's no way that they believe that. And yet, he was suckled on Marxism, Islamism, hatred of America, as were most of the people that he does business with. And it flips me out that so many people can't make that connection. But it's right there in front of us.
Yeah, that's right. I want to say this. It's important for people to understand, if this is the first time that you've heard this, which hopefully it hasn't, that's not the case here. Remember that criminals mock society's laws, and it's your compassion that's a weakness that your enemies do not and will not share. And they rest upon the fact that you are too naive to understand what Eric had just said.
Well, you know, and that old saying that, you know, goes, well, it's as plain as the nose on your face. I mean, every day it seems like there's a new assault on the American people, a new attack, a new scandal, something new that's going on. And surely you have to think, you know, there's some people out there that say, well, you know, I'm going to kind of take you on a little bunny trail for a second. You know, the Joe Osteens of the world that say, oh, I believe Obama's a Christian. I mean, he says he is, you know. Yeah. Jesus said, you know them by their fruit. So basically, you know them by a demonstration of what they do in their lives, not by what they say with their lips, because anybody can say anything they want to. So when people are kind of looking at this and, you know, you can say, well, it's a plain on the nose on your face, what are the American people being assaulted with and bombarded with on a daily basis? Does it look like a commander-in-chief who is trying to protect them? I mean, if I was a president and I thought there was this outside, quote unquote, you know, terrorist threat that we had, I would say I'm going to arm all my citizens. I want them to protect themselves. I'm going to protect the military veterans, their families. We're going to do this thing together. But we're not seeing that. Now, the big question would be, why would we not be seeing this if our president loved America and Americans so much and wanted to protect them?
Well, because he's going to say, like yesterday was a great example, he's going to say what he believes he is expected to say, and he's going to do what he feels that he needs to do with regard to his agenda. I mean, if he's a Christian, I'm a pole dancer.
Yeah.
I mean, this, you know, it's ridiculous. But then again, he's gotten away with it.
That's right.
Like, you know, you said before I came on air, he'll get away with whatever we let him get away with. And thus far, who's put up any resistance?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I got a quick question. Can I hold you over for another segment, Eric?
You certainly
may. Okay, because I got some more stuff, and this is getting better as we go on here. Do you
okay.
think that the accusations of lawmakers as to Barack Hussein Obama being disengaged, ineffectual, or in denial are accurate or not strong enough?
Well, you know, it's definitely not strong enough, and it drives me out of my tree when I hear so many people talk about him being disengaged or incompetent or whatever, when this is not ineptitude. It's treason.
That's right.
It's treason, and a lot of them know it.
You know, I'm sitting back here just kind of chuckling. I got a smile and a grin on my face from ear to ear that there's actually people out there calling this for what it really is. And they're so far and few between. Going back to something you just said, he's emboldened by the fact that the American people tolerate his crimes. And, Eric, I mean, I could spend another 15 minutes just kind of explaining that away. But the fact of the matter is who's supporting this administration from within? Anyways, besides a 1.7% of the population that's ineffective to the 312 million, if they would stand up and do something about it, yet you hear the 312 million people, not saying that they're all righteous, of course, but 78% of America does profess their Christianity, yet you can find less than 3% of it. But if they would stand up in one day, we could have a different country within a year. We could vet this government. We could deal with it lawfully. We could get rid of the evil. We could bring forth justice to establish righteousness the same way that in many cases our forefathers did. But for some reason, the American people have been dummied down by the state-run press that there's nothing we can do about it. They use fear and oppression through their totalitarian ideologies, dangerous, might I add, and they want the American people to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. And I think that is the great wonder of the day in America. And I think that's why we're called a proverb or a byword right now by foreign countries, as if to say to the American people, why do you stand down when you still have the power to do the right thing?
Yeah, well, you know, if by some magical, you know, I don't know what, you know, people, you know, all of America were to wake up tomorrow and know what this guy was about, it would be torches and pitchforks time, and we'd take over the government within a matter of a few days.
Amen.
But, you know, the dumbing down process
That's
has
right.
been very successful.
That's right. Folks, we got Eric Rush from Full Contact Radio with us right now. We're going to take a quick break. We got him for one more segment. Hang on a second. 1-866 233-0747, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is James White.
And I'm Jason Van Tatenhove.
And we're from the Liberty Brothers Radio Show and thelibertybrothers.com. You know, we've had the pleasure of interviewing many fine guests on the Liberty Brothers. One of my favorites, Bradley Dean. I really appreciate his dedication and his fire.
You know, the guy's just an inspiration to us all.
He is. So please make sure you check out Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we got Eric Rush with us. I'm getting some emails in here and some texts. One guy said, bring it down, brother. Brother Rush, just wanted to let you know I do appreciate the fact that there's other guys out there, and I just wanted to know, I wanted to let you know that I really do appreciate this. And Erica, how do people get a hold of you if they want to check you out? Where do they go online, and what is the radio station and broadcast that you actually broadcast from?
Well, if you want to find out what I'm doing, it's ericrush.com, ericrush.com. And right now we are streaming from just from my website. There are a couple other streaming, I guess, outlets that you can pick it up. There's a player down there, and there's links. But I think most people who are listening are streaming it directly from my website. And then, of course, I have the podcast I put up every day, and they're also on YouTube. So if you miss it live, you can get it. You can get it there.
Do you not find it interesting that this administration over the last 6 years has been busted over and over and over and over again with a smoking gun in hand, and yet he still remains?
Yeah, it's really quite maddening to me, and it's hard for me to determine just how much of it has to do with, you know, because I discuss this with people all the time, and I think that, well, you know, part of it has to do with the fact that nobody in government and particularly the Republican Party, I think, want to have their name attached to having our, you know, historic and groundbreaking first black president resign in or disgrace or wind up wearing an orange jumpsuit. So they're, you know, it's like, oh, okay, so what, we'll just let him ride us through the gates of hell,
yeah.
You know, laughing like Slim Pickens on the back of the H-bomb. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah.
But they're letting this happen. And then I wonder, well, how much of it is due to the fact that a lot of people in government, including some more Republicans than we'd probably like to think, are like, yeah, well, okay, you know, we can usurp the liberties of the folks, and one day we'll be back in power, and we'll be calling the shots, and, you know, the Constitution, what's that? You know, that's
been... That 100-year-old document. Yeah, that 100-year-old document.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing we got on the roller in the bathroom. Yeah,
crazy?
It drives me nuts.
Yeah.
It really does.
So what we're doing right now, friends, is we're talking with Eric Rush, and we're talking about his column, The Head of the ISIS Snake. And how do you, Eric, how do you see the real dynamic of the rise of ISIS regarding Obama's actions and his foreign policy?
Well, you know, we made a big deal out of Bill Ayers going into 2008, particularly
yep.
myself and Sean Hannity, and, of course, nobody listened. But you know, few people know that... One of the first things that Obama did was send Bill Ayers and some other agitators to Egypt in 2009. Of course, you know, they barely know each other, as you probably heard.
Sure.
But these guys went over there and they schooled some of the quote-unquote students in activism. And a couple of years later, you have, lo and behold, this bloody Arab Spring, which leads to the Muslim Brotherhood's ascendancy.
Mm-hmm.
As you well know, the Muslim Brotherhood is the wellspring from which all of these Sunni Muslim terrorist groups flow. And guess what? You know, Obama's been in bed with them for years. The Clintons, Bill and Hillary, have been in bed with that Muslim Brotherhood for decades. Helping to insinuate their, you know, operatives into the U.S. political infrastructure, and now Obama's got them in the government, in the DHS, in the Pentagon.
Yep.
I mean, this is vile, vile treason we're talking about.
That's exactly right. I got one more question for you. We got to end the show in just a couple minutes here. How can we, Christians, patriots, or conservatives, or any other patriotic, lawmaker that's left in D.C., put a stop to this Islamo-fascist threat that you see?
Well, I think that, you know, first and foremost, prayer is definitely in order. And I know that, you know, all of our audience, conservative, libertarian, are not necessarily as perhaps, you know, God-centered as you and I might be. But, you know, that's one of the first things I always turn to in terms of on the practical side, holding our elected officials accountable is definitely in order. I realize that there's some areas in which they are loath to pay attention, but believe me, they do pay attention, particularly when they start getting threatening letters, and I don't mean, you know, like we're going to blow you up or something.
But sure, lawfully.
You know, vote you out, you know, that kind of thing. They stopped, hey, we stopped immigration reform, so-called immigration reform, when George Bush wanted to do it. And that was the people getting ticked off and saying no.
That's right.
So we need to get them to look into Benghazi, look into the Arab Spring, look into all of these quote-unquote phony scandals, because if we can cut the head off of the snake, you know, we can definitely make some headways. We'll still have a lot of work to do with this, you know, culture of corruption, but you got to start somewhere.
That's right. You know, one of the things that we speak all across the country all of the time, and it's interesting to hear people after I give a presentation for about two and a half hours, and I give them the hope, and I show them that we have to take responsibility. That's what makes a patriot, to uphold dying laws, Webster's 1828. But yep. Yet they'll always come back, and this is what they'll say, Eric, there's nothing we can do about it. I want you to go ahead and shoot that down real quick and process the people and the listener to actually deal with their representatives that will not listen to what they have to say.
What was it, 2 or 3%? You probably know better than I do. 2 or 3% of the people in, during the pre-Revolutionary War
3%,
were for the Revolutionary War. I mean, that's all it took to establish America. What do you mean it doesn't matter?
That's right.
You know, my dad used to say to me, I don't vote. They're all crooks. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's see how that worked out for you. You know, I determined that I wasn't going to take that path. Because that's how we got here.
That's right.
You know, that's how we got. Oh, they're all crooks. Okay. Yeah.
let's just let the crooks have their way.
Let
them do what they want to do.
And that mentality is a scapegoat for a lot of people because it's like, well, you know, it's just the country's going to hell in a handbasket. What can I do anyway? It's kind of like an excuse for them to not do anything because they think, well, I can't make a difference. Well, thank God our founding forefathers didn't think that way. And thank God, you know, all along the train of history, we have men, even whether it was just one, you look at Martin Luther King Jr., look at Martin Luther, you look at men of God who rose up, and because of their stance, the world was changed. So you can't look and say, you know, we just can't do anything. Listen, one man with God got on his side, or you're on God's side, rather, is the majority.
John
we need
Knox.
To understand that we have opportunity to change things.
And that's right. John Knox rightly said that. Eric, I'm going to give you a last minute here. Go ahead and fill it with words. And if you would, again, share with us as to how the people can get a hold of you if they so choose to do so.
Yeah, you can find me at ericrush.com, Eric, ericrush.com. My show streams, Full Contact streams 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's Eastern, Monday through Friday. And, you know, it really is the one man, one woman, small groups of people who get things done. Mm-hmm. Look at the founders. I mean, it may sound elitist to some people, but, you know, the masses, as the Marxists like to put it, they don't do anything. They never do anything. But they can do a lot when they are properly motivated. And it takes people who are dedicated and, you know, have some sort of a vision to do that. We can make a difference. We can win.
Amen. Eric, we appreciate you. We will have you on again soon. And again, God bless, my friends. Friends, if you'd like to see Eric Rush,
go ahead, Eric,
and check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Fox has picked him up a couple times as he was talking, but I think he was on a Sean Hannity show, folks. But he's saying what needs to be said regardless of the status quo. Like it or not, this is what we're going to say. As a matter of fact, that's why we have him on the radio today. I want to answer one of the things that he had just had to say, and I'm going to give it over to you, Stephanie. It was actually one of the Sons of Liberty, Samuel Adams, who said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men."
Well, we're so connected because I was just going to say that same exact quote. But for those of you listening and say, listen, you guys are really doing what needs to be done. My goodness, I love this show because it brings forth the truth. Please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I know we're picking up some new affiliates and so on. We thank you for those of you that are listening, and we thank you for going to sonsoflibertymedia.com too as well. That's where you can get the true source of what's going on in your world today. Not all the doom and gloom, not the woe is me, I need to, you know, bury myself, but the hope is found in Jesus Christ and what you can do about the problems that you see. And people are so excited that we're out here, but you know, we cannot be out here and do what we do without your support. So please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and make a donation today.
I like that.
I like it too.
I'm going to do that right now.
I like
folks,
that.
You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1 John 3:18, Talking 23.
See y'all.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. pills, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.